Got any money for gas?
You give us gas money?
The price at the pump continues to change.
Gas money, baby. Just gas money.
Hey, I've got gas money.
Thanks for the gas money.
Let's have a great day, everybody.
It's showtime.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
We'll do a Facebook review on gas prices locally coming up. And I really do think if you put Starbucks label on the pump, you'd pay that much.
The best songs on the radio.
94KX.
Yesterday's Facebook topic, trying to find the lowest gas prices. I think we determined that the Route 61 Shamokin Walmart, they call it, even though it's in Cole Township, they had the lowest price?
Yes, by 1 cent. The other one, of course, was Harvey's in New Berlin.
We gave Harvey way too much free advertising.
Yes. Harvey's was $4.23, and then Walmart in Shamokin was $4.22. $4.36 in Lewisburg, and that was the iFuel. Most people said ain't no cheap gas anywhere.
I listened to excerpts of the show yesterday. You could listen to our podcast, by the way. And I realized, you know what? Sometimes I come across a little harsh. But you know what? When we ask you a question, just freaking answer it.
What was that harsh thing?
So anywho,
excuse my co-host.
People just tick me off when they get stupid on Facebook. Stupid breeds stupid.
So we just call it stupid
so
book?
Stop getting stupid. We're going to talk about the icy morning we have today and how lucky you people who have a garage are. Would you walk out the same time you walk out of the house every day?
And don't touch your car all evening long?
Guess what happens? Yeah, you can make a margarita out of your $2. All
right. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon's on the way with the latest from Tinder. Are you ready?
No. I can't stand Tinder.
Nobody is.
Swiping left and right. Just meet organically.
That and Icy Morning and more.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX.
Get this. I read that Tinder is now offering criminal background checks on potential dates. Users heard and were like, wait, you weren't already doing that? What's going on? So now you get a message that says you matched with John, who's wanted in 46 states. You go,
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Okay, if you usually leave the house right now with your travel mug in your hand and your briefcase and you're heading out to your car and you have to be in work by 7 and it's a 30-minute drive,
throw that coffee on the windshield.
Excellent point. You can wash the car later when the temperature goes over freezing. Left the car in the driveway, should have put it in the garage. At about 5 of 5 this morning. And I thought, what the heck happened? Now, last night we were raising the region. You picked me up and dropped me off. The moment you dropped me off, I should have put the Jeep in the garage, but I didn't.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
And I came out this morning and it was just a giant ice cube with mag wheels. Okay. And I was like, what? I couldn't even open the door.
Don't you have an ice scraper?
No, I couldn't even open the door. So people, if you're in that situation, give yourself enough time. I come up the hill. I pull in behind the radio station. I see your little roller skate car sitting there looking just like a tiny little ice cube. And I thought, wait a minute, Karina kept the company vehicle.
Karina's not dumb.
Yeah, that was a great idea. So you just went straight home with that.
Yes, and because I didn't get home till about 7:30, it was still just warm enough to keep a little light dusting of ice to where my windshield wiper fluid took care of.
There you go. So you lucked out. You can do that every day. I won't tell the boss. I'm sorry. You shouldn't even talk to me.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
News is on the way, sports, and that frosty AccuWeather forecast. Hey, did you know it was National Popcorn Day today?
It's funny because I actually looked in my pantry last night, and when I moved up here, my mom gave me a bunch of packets of popcorn, and they're kind of expired. So it's like, do they still make good popcorn? I don't know.
Does popcorn expire? I didn't even know.
I can never make it by the movie theater.
Right.
I don't know. No matter how hard I try.
We'll talk popcorn coming up.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
It's Popcorn Lovers Day.
I love popcorn.
And we love popcorn.
It's compact, easy to eat, and delicious.
Whatever you heard that sounded like popcorn popping.
All the random boxes in the house. Popcorn.
Popcorn? There is no small. Child size is small.
What?
Medium. Adult.
You love popcorn, Karina?
I do, except when it gets stuck in my teeth.
Fair enough. I love popcorn, till my doctor said I shouldn't eat it anymore.
What? What does he know?
94KX.
is Tom Morgan.
And Karina Carr.
And I'm so old, I remember when this was a hit record. Maybe I should do my Casey Kasem again.
You do a great Casey Kasem.
There's a song called Popcorn. Anyway, this song was so stupid, but there's something poppy about it.
I was going to say, it sounds like popcorn.
There you go. Happy National Popcorn Lovers Day. You said over there on your flat screen, you got some popcorn, do we call it trivia?
Or facts, what? Trivia, useless right, knowledge, right. Whatever you want to call it.
What do we got?
It's over 5,000 years old.
Popcorn?
Yes.
Was this a Thanksgiving thing? The Native Americans and the Pilgrims?
Yes. They're
here,
like,
you can have corn on the cob, cooked corn, yeah. Or popped.
I assume it was in the kernel fashion there. But first commercial popcorn machine was invented by Charles Creeters in 1885.
And that's the machine that's at the town tavern in Lewisburg. It's still cranking out really good popcorn.
They put them on the back of the wagons as they were going.
There you go.
Nebraska is the most produced popcorn in America. 250 million pounds per year.
That's
lots.
Why they call them the corn huskers.
Yeah. Popcorn can reach up to 3 feet in distance when popping. How'd they figure out that fun fact?
I guess you don't use a lid. There you go.
Yes. Now, I guess apparently we had some noisy eaters in 1949 because popcorn was temporarily banned from movie theaters for being too loud of a snack.
Really?
Close your mouth when you eat.
There's a lot more problems in the theaters nowadays,
yes,
too.
Yes. So, and right. Apparently there's different shapes, but popcorn kernels are 4% water, and the water causes popcorn to pop when heated up.
There it is.
There's all your useless knowledge, so go to school and tell all your friends and sound really smart.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
All right, we got American Idol, we got The Voice, we got The Masked Singer. I don't know. There's too many of these damn shows. I don't like any of them, but The Masked Singer. Mm-hmm. When it came out originally, it was kind of a cool idea because they would be singing and you would be like, oh, she's got a beautiful voice. And it would end out to be like Christina Aguilera or whatever. Whoa! Now they're just filtering down to TV stars you don't even know.
Well, that's what The Voice is. Like, they fall in love with your voice first and then they have to turn their chair to see what you look like and who you are. But The Masked Singer is always like kind of know what genre. Like, you know it's somebody you're going to know.
Duff Goldman? I mean, I never heard of the guy. But anyway,
nope.
Here's the deal. He's rocking it out last night on The Masked Singer, and then his head fell off. It was fun. Oh, Loverboy.
Oh, all right.
Oh, see what he's doing? Howling like a dog?
Sounds like a sick dog.
Go, dog! Go, dog! Go, dog!
Thank you!
Yeah, he went all right.
He's going to fall.
Oh!
My goodness!
Turn around, Nicole!
Yeah, turn around. Everybody turn around. We don't want to see that it's Duff Goldman. Who the hell is Duff Goldman? Well, he's from the Food Network.
Okay, well, actually, I should know that because I watch the food. Maybe I'm a face person.
That was a huge moment in Masked Singer. But wait, it gets better later in the show. Somebody got a little choked up.
The next thing I felt was you holding me close. What was I gonna do?
Good Chaka Khan stuff here.
Help her. Someone needs to help her.
Wait, what?
Somebody get up there. Hey,
I thought she was just coughing. No, she's choking.
Get a medic right now.
Now.
Now they're yelling, get a medic?
What is she choking
Welcome
on?
Welcome back
singing.
To The Masked Singer. Before the break, Firefly had to suddenly stop her performance. She's backstage right now being looked after by our set medic. Her well-being is our top priority. But for now, the show must go on.
Oh, of course the show must go on. Wait, the Firefly sucked in some of her fire or what? I don't know.
Okay, to me that sounds like she forgot her words and tried to cover that.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We've got news on the way next and sports and what else? I forgot. What is it? Medic.
Morgan in the Morning.
Well, we heard the news. The good news is on the way. We both love pet stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
But does your guinea pig really have to be in the Guinness book?
Never in a million years I have ever thought that having guinea pigs would have helped me through the pandemic.
Wait, your guinea pigs helped you through the pandemic?
I mean, to each their own. I mean, whatever gets you through.
All right, then.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
They're all rats to me, I'm telling you. But it is a good story. Some good news on the way next.
Morgan in the Morning.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now,
the good news.
You know, Tommy, old saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Okay.
Well, apparently you can teach a guinea pig a lot of tricks. Apparently there's 70 tricks and 9 titles going to a guinea pig at the world records.
What?
Never in a million years would I have ever thought that having guinea pigs would have helped me through the pandemic. Having to be stuck at home all the time, it gets a little depressing. They're just such happy animals. So you come in with food, you know, they just greet you like you are just the best person in the world. And so, you know, you can't help but feel a little bit better about yourself.
Really?
When I get home every day, I say, I can't wait to see my guinea pig.
There you go. How about your brothers and sisters? You got to love them when they're all up around 100 years old.
We are just so excited to celebrate with Jerry and her family, their wonderful world record. Even up until this day at 100 years old, she is still thriving here at Clement Manor.
At first, I just couldn't believe it, but I looked in the mirror a couple of times.
Her sister is 97, her other brother is 95, and then Dick, the one who lives in Sheboygan, is 93.
I couldn't believe I was 100 years old until I looked in the mirror a couple of times. I love that Guinness book more than the guinea pig thing, but they're both good news. And here's good news locally. Andy Long from W&L Dealerships raising money for the Ukraine because his wife Sylvia is from the Ukraine.
To a family of Spain to Madrid. They were in a bad way, and my wife found them on a website and reached out, and so they're with family now and safe, and the husband had to stay back.
Personal friend of mine, Andy Long, and his wife, Sylvia.
There's a picture on our Facebook page.
Yeah, check that out. That's an incredible story. The dealership has already spent thousands of dollars in donations to help the refugees of the Ukraine.
Wow.
That's very good news.
Yes.
Way to go. If you have a local group or a local story that you think is good news with Morgan in the Morning, let us know.
Yeah, you can go to Mark Lawrence at WKOK.com. Let him know. He'll let us know, and then we'll share it with you.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Coming up, late night TV, we got a double dose. Fallon wants to talk about Starbucks pulling out of Russia. And Seth, he wants to talk about a new running shoe that's really great for the Karens.
He's on a roll. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Well, guys, as the war in Ukraine continues, a lot more American companies are distancing themselves from Russia. And I mean a lot more. I mean, one of the major companies is Starbucks. They just closed all 130 of their stores over there. And that was just on one street.
Wow. The athletic apparel brand Lululemon unveiled its first ever running shoe. The sneaker will give you the grip and the support you need when you're demanding to speak to a manager.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go!
It's so good to have Lynn Hall back.
Yes, and I'm be able to see today,
too. Can you
too.
See those
it's
birthday
a good thing
buddies?
To be able to see.
You went to the eye doctor. It's all good.
I don't have dilated pupils anymore. You didn't have to put the list all the way over across the room.
Now, don't be picking on school kids like that. I don't know.
No, not... Oh, never mind.
Okay. Celebrity birthdays. There's a bunch of them. Carrie Underpants is 39 years old today.
What?
Her name is Carrie Underwood.
That's her nickname.
Yeah. It's like a Caddyshack movie or something.
It's his favorite song.
Yeah. Timbaland is 50 years old today, the rapper and producer who made Justin Timberlake what he is today. Timbaland, where'd he get his stage name? The Boots.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I had
is that
no
what
idea.
You were pointing at?
Yeah, I didn't know.
Pointing on my foot.
I was
Come on now.
There for a minute.
Oh, God. Sometimes you women are...
I was frightened.
Sometimes you women are off the mark.
Yes, well, no, that's in the other room.
No. There you go. I know you'll like this one. Edie Brickell is 56.
Ah, Paul Simon's wife.
Yeah, there you go. She had a couple of hits.
One hit.
And speaking of one hits, Nena Cherry is 58
oh, no.
today.
What's he like?
I knew you would say that.
What's he like?
What's he like anyway? Pearl Jam's bassist, Jeff Arndt, is 59.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon Stone is 64 today.
Do you need a minute?
Oh, she looks good.
I don't think she ages.
Oh,
yet.
She looks good. Oh.
Okay, calm down. Isn't she from somewhere in Pennsylvania, too?
I certainly hope so. I'm going to visit her for Easter dinner. Anyway, if you like the rock band Boston, Tom Scholz is 75. And my man Chuck Norris is 82 years old today.
But does not look it at
Get
all.
Get the nunchucks out, baby.
He could still beat
the
snot out of anybody. Absolutely.
The total gym.
Total Chuck.
Total Chuck.
You don't mess with Chuck Norris, man.
All right, those are the celebrity birthdays. What do we call the locals?
Birthday buddies.
You bet we do. Happy birthday to Betty Bush from Watsontown. She's 64 years old.
Beverly Emmert from Watsontown is 52. Happy birthday.
Brianna Nadel is 23 today.
Caitlin Wilson, 27.
Chelsea Weir from Middleburg is 27. Happy birthday.
Krista Gemberling is 48 today.
Happy birthday to Christina Martin, 42.
Happy birthday to Dave Huntington. He's 59.
Oh, I love this name. I hope I get it right. Desiree Arend. I love that.
I think you got it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
From Middleburg, she's 47 today.
Happy birthday to Gary Donnelly from Sealands Grove, 71.
Also from Sealands Grove is Heather Snyder. She's 35. Happy birthday.
Jeffrey Piazowski from Sunbury, 40. Lordy.
Piazowski. It's actually my mom's best friend's son.
Nice.
Happy birthday. Lordy, he's 40.
And we gave that one to Lynn because we thought she was the only one that could pronounce it, but turns out it's a friend of Karina's. Catherine Johnson from Lewisburg is 47.
Lee Gable is 63. Happy birthday.
Megan Weavers from Mount Pleasant Mill. She's 50 today.
That's our church's pastor's wife. Happy birthday, Megan.
Holy cow. Nice. Melody DeLong from Shemokin is the nifty 50 today as well.
Natalie Myers from Bloomsburg is 53. Happy birthday.
Another Natalie. Natalie Wetzel's from Montandon. She's 53 also.
Happy birthday to Nikki Moll from Lancaster, 35.
Seth Zander is 28. Happy birthday. And literally while we were doing this, I just got a message from Caitlin Spade, wants to send a special birthday to her 15-year-old niece, Julia Martin, today. Happy birthday.
Happy
and
birthday.
Also, my cousin Amy's daughter, Brooke Ziders, is her birthday today. So
wow.
Happy birthday.
Nice. And we got Chad Hirschberger on the Ford Fun Line.
Well, I'm calling in because today is my son's birthday, and I thought, oh, my word, we didn't call birthday buddy.
Oh, my goodness, you made it just in time.
I know.
What's your son's name?
Aaron.
Aaron, how old is he?
He is 9 today.
Is he in the back seat slapping you in the head for forgetting to...
No, he's at home. I'm driving my daughter to school, and we're like, oh, my word, we didn't call Aaron's birthday in.
All right, Chad, we'll get it on, and try to come in and do the news soon, all right?
All right, sounds good.
We're starving for your dad jokes.
I know. I miss you guys. You guys are sounding good. I am enjoying it.
Yeah. All right, man. Take care.
You bring me back to Mount Luther.
See ya.
All right.
You're too old to go to Camp Mount Luther.
No, I went from second grade all the way till they told me I couldn't go no more.
Yeah, exactly. My point. What grade are you in now, Karina?
12.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Every day at this time, even on the Ford Fun Line, it's
Birthday Buddies.
WQKX. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
There it is.
St. Patrick's Day is closer and closer.
Ooh.
And we've got the Wise Market Pot of Gold. Actually, it's your pot of gold for giving us some info, right?
Yeah, if you just give us your favorite St. Patrick's Day dish and also, like, maybe even a drink or whatever you got going on that you love to do traditionally, you win yourself a $25 gift card from Wise Markets.
You know, that's a great point that you mentioned the drink, because so far we've gotten corned beef and cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten shepherd's pie, which that was an interesting tweak. And yesterday, corned beef and cabbage soup.
So we need some of you drunk lushes to get... No, I'm just kidding.
No. But you know what? Tell us about your St. Patrick's Day beverage, and that might be cool too, but...
Sometimes it's okay to drink your breakfast, I'm just saying.
Is there anything you want to talk about? Do you need to go to a meeting?
You know what? Let's revisit this conversation on St. Patty's Day.
All right, then.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll snatch up a random line now and make you a winner.
Good luck.
Be a part of the show. Morgan in the Morning. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
Hey,
good morning. My name's Louise. How are you?
There ain't no shoestrings on Louise. Louise, where are you calling from, my dear?
Hey, I'm calling from my car.
All right, where do you live? In your car? No.
Yes, sometimes. I'm from McClure. I'm just a birthday buddy.
Oh, okay. Well, congratulations and happy birthday. Does your Irish recipe have anything to do with the McClure Bean Soup Festival?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, all right, just checking.
Well, listen, I don't have a beverage for you today, but I like my corned beef. But my corned beef is sliced really thin.
Okay.
On a Kaiser roll with some stone ground mustard, lettuce, tomato, onion,
the provolone cheese. That's my nod to the Irish.
So get rid of the cabbage and just make yourself a corned beef sandwich.
Yes, that's how I like it.
Good enough, right, Karina?
Yeah, absolutely. You got yourself a $25 gift card to Wise's. Congratulations.
Why, thank you very much. I will enjoy that. I work right across from Wise Market.
There you go.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, you might want to look these up later, especially the first piece we have. Two viral videos for you. You know, did you ever find yourself in a situation where you bought a six-pack at the Wise Markets or something, and you get home, and they're not twist-off caps, and you're like, what the heck?
First tool, I learned how to use tongs, and these are going to work the way your traditional can openers work. Just going to grab the bottle, this portion of the tongs under the lip, and
easy enough.
Spoon works a little bit differently. My finger is going to be the fulcrum, and this is the lever. And it's great because you don't have to be super strong to use a spoon.
Okay.
You can just hold the spoon out here. You get more leverage. I found this garlic press. It's going to be great. It's
garlic
a nice
press.
Heavy gauge steel. It's not going to bend. Pop it underneath that metal.
Look at that.
That's dedication. You know, just grab a spoon.
Grab a spoon or a garlic press.
I opened a bottle of wine with a pair of scissors one time so I can relate.
Yeah. You saved the arts and crafts class that day.
Uh-huh. Sleep expert explains how long a perfect nap should be. I need more info on this.
There's good napping and there's bad napping. When you wake up after a nap and you feel like you just got hit by a truck, it's because what has happened is you started to build what's called sleep inertia. So once you start sleeping, after you get past a certain point, your brain gets into the mode that thinks, oh, we're doing this for the next 8 hours. Ooh. And if you interrupt it after it's gotten past that point, it's sort of a rude awakening. That's why when you nap, you should actually nap either a very short nap, 20 or 30 minutes, or setting an alarm for a 90-minute nap. A 90-minute nap is enough time for you to go through an entire sleep cycle. Not long enough for you to build a lot of sleep inertia, but enough time for you to actually get some of the benefits of sleeping.
I'm totally on board with that guy.
I am too, but does that count the 10 minutes it takes me to fall asleep or without that?
Come on now.
I'm just saying. I don't want to waste my 90 minutes.
Okay, 20-minute nap good for you?
No.
No, we're morning radio people.
Not long enough.
We can't do that. I usually nap during Zoom meetings.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
94KX.
Time to mic them up. It's time to raise the region 2021. And we're going to talk about the money that's coming in and how much money we need yet.
Yes. We have got Aubrey Alexander and Jason McCacken. And I'll tell you what, you guys, over $600,000 so far. That is pretty amazing.
Yeah. Somebody asked me if I was surprised about that. I'm not really surprised. I think we're doing well. We're right on track. And we're in a heck of a community. You know, Everybody chips in. I'm very grateful to be a part of it. And I think everybody else is happy to be too.
Aubrey, the people of Central PA have the biggest hearts in the world. And to your family, who has been linked to this campaign for years, it's got to make you feel good, right?
It does. It's fun, right? So it's a lot of money. We gave $175,000 this year, and it goes towards stretch funds. So the more money that the individual nonprofits make, the more money that we get of our stretch funds. And it's fun. So you got to have fun doing it.
And $1.4 million overall?
So over the last 10 years, this is the 10th year we've given $1.4 million.
Wow.
And collectively, Raise the Region has done over $12 million.
In 9 years, this is year 10. Jason, stretch funds and prizes. Maybe somebody's listening right now and they're like, I don't understand this. How's it working?
Yeah, so we have 320 nonprofits, and we've been working with these nonprofits since the beginning of 2022. And the nonprofits, we've been basically showing them how to successfully fundraise. So this is the area's largest collective fundraiser. Everything is done online. So from your smartphone, your iPad, your computer, your desktop, go to raisetheregion.org. And when you go there, each of these nonprofits have a profile that's built out so you can learn about nonprofits. And we have donors that don't even know who to give to, but you can go in and choose a cause. And if you want to give to education or animals or civic causes, healthcare, you can pick the cause that you want. So it's almost, I say, it's almost like Amazon shopping, but for philanthropy.
Add to cart.
Yeah. So, yeah, and you can. And there is what we call the gift basket. So it is your cart. And you can give to one nonprofit. You can give to 10 nonprofits in one transaction. Mm-hmm. Minimum gift is $25. And, you know, the cool part is you're going to give a gift. You're going to feel good that you gave a gift. All the money stays local. But then the Alexanders make it even a little bit extra because those stretch funds get added to your gift.
Yeah.
And then the nonprofits also compete. We have over $100,000 in prize money that we're giving away. Mm-hmm. So wow. Nonprofits are competing every hour to try to win an additional $1,000 bonus.
They want to raise money, of course. That's the most important thing, Jason. But they want to beat the other nonprofits, and then they want the prizes. And it becomes like a 24-hour game show almost, right?
Yeah, and so it's just a fun time to really get involved. And so if you have no idea what we're talking about, all you have to do is go to raisetheregion.org, and you can go in, look for nonprofits. Or if you know a nonprofit that you support, you can go in, find them, and click and make a gift to them. We raised over $2 million last year. As Aubrey said, we've raised $12 million overall, and that's in 9 years. So, you know, it's up to the community now to give and give big mm-hmm. to push this home. The program, when we first started this 10 years ago, I think in the first year we raised a little over $800,000. Mm-hmm. We supported 167 nonprofits. Now we're raising, you know, millions of dollars. 320 nonprofits are vying for dollars. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's great. 30 hours, we put a lot into Raise the Region. But when you think about it and you look back during the pandemic, the nonprofits stepped up and were doing a lot of essential work in our area, mm-hmm. but they weren't able to hold their fundraisers.
Right.
This is the opportunity that these nonprofits are saying, here we are, we need your help, and we need your community support. And this region has been phenomenal in giving. And so if you've not made a gift or you're looking at how to make a gift, this is the one opportunity during the year. It's a 30-hour window, but as Aubrey said, it is a fun opportunity to give and to get involved in. And we've got donors that will give to one nonprofit, and we've mm-hmm. got donors that will give to 50 different nonprofits today.
Wow. And there's 320 to choose from.
Everybody has the opportunity to be a philanthropist today.
Yeah. Also on the Facebook page, First Community Foundation Partnership, and you get that live amount and donate yourself. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
A man in Georgia was recently sentenced to 3 years in prison for allegedly using part of a coronavirus relief loan to buy a Pokemon trading card, or as he's telling his cellmates, killing a guy.
WQKX. Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
Now let's get started.
We're not going to hit you with a lot of numbers. Raise the Region will do that. We're just going to hit you with something simple. Experts say you should change your passwords on your computer once a year. Other experts say no. You don't really have to change them.
So I've wasted like 5 years of my life trying to change my passwords for no reason?
Exactly. You can keep them the same as long as they're difficult. Don't do a simple thing like Karina123. You don't want to do that.
Well, I just got scammed and have to change all my passwords, so I'm good till the end of my timing here on Earth.
They recommend you add numbers and special characters to make it a strong password. Ideally, it should be at least 12 characters long.
No, that's just meant to be. I forgot my password. So you also want to don't use the same password multiple times. It does increase your chances of being hacked, and they can be accessed on multiple sites. But the big risk is not a big risk if you use different passwords for different sites. No. Too complicated.
I just use somebody else's dog's name. It's that simple.
The neighbor.
And then my neighbor hacked me. It was rare.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
How would you like to win up to 500 gallons of oil?
I was into this contest since day one, but look at how oil prices have shot up, just like gas prices.
Absolutely.
So 500 gallons of home heating oil, that's now more money than ever.
It's been so important that we've been talking about this, but it's even more important today because it's the last day to do it. You need to text the keyword fuel, F-U-E-L, fuel, 49330 is where you need to text that to. And by the way, I can't remember the name. We actually got it on our Facebook page as a comment. So you actually need to text that on your phone like you would a person to 49330. And tomorrow's a big day. We're going to select that winner at random. Get all the details at WQKX.com. Click on the Heat Wave banner.
Yeah, Mid-Penn Energy powering this monster. Somebody's going to win it all.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Our parting shot. Jimmy Fallon is red hot this week. I mean, well, Jimmy's got these features. Six-word tweets. He's talking about your kid, your college kid.
They're all looking forward to it. It is
spring break.
Shots. Don't remember much after that. Parents saw me on the news. Huh there? Kiss me. I still have antibodies. Going topless this year. No mask.
No mask. Yeah, there we go.
Nobody puts baby in a cabana.
I
Okay.
Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, acceptance, fun. Six stages of spring break. Wine cheaper than fuel. Let's party.
Amen.
We don't talk about spring break. There you go, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.